Hello, I'm Julie Candler with the BBC News. Dramatic footage has been released showing emaciated members of a Thai youth football team found alive inside a flooded cave network. The teenagers are crammed onto a wedge of dry ground surrounded by water deep inside the cave they've been trapped in for 9 days. The boys are asking for food and to leave the cave immediately. Jonathan Head reports.
The discovery of the boys, close to where the rescuers had hoped they would be, happened sooner than expected. The multinational team of divers had made greater progress as they brought more guidelines in for others to follow and as the massive pumping effort by the Thai authorities brought the water levels down. There were cheers as the governor of Chiang Rai, the public face of this rescue operation, announced the good news, and joy among the families of the boys who'd endured 9 agonizing days of waiting, hoping and at times despairing. Now the Thai authorities must address the formidable challenge of getting the boys and their coach out of the caves.
The German Interior Minister Horst Seehofer has dropped his threat to quit over migration policy after talks with Chancellor Angela Merkel. Mr. Seehofer said the two conservative parties in the governing coalition had reached agreement on how to limit the movement of migrants. Jenny Hill reports from Berlin.
Angela Merkel has pulled off the compromise of her career. After hours of emergency talks, she appears to have quelled a rebellion led by the leader of her Bavarian coalition partners. Horst Seehofer, who's also her interior minister, had threatened to resign unless he got his way over migration policy. Mr. Seehofer, whose party faces regional elections in October, wants to turn away migrants who've registered elsewhere in the EU at the German border. Tonight, he agreed to a plan for so-called transit centres inside the German border, from which people who've sought asylum in a different country can be sent back, if bilateral agreements to do so exist with that member state.
The president-elect of Mexico, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, says he has proposed a plan to President Trump to boost the Mexican economy and reduce migration. The two leaders spoke on the phone for the first time since Mr. López Obrador's victory in Sunday's presidential election. Mr. Trump said he believed the new Mexican leader would help the United States deal with its border problem. World News from the BBC.